Parshas Bahaloyscha. Bahaloyscha Saneris, after the Nesiim Aaron saw that all the Nesiim brought karbonos, Chol Shadaitoi, Kadosh Baruch Hu answers him, Chayecha Shelcha Gedolim Shalehem, there's a vort. Chayecha Es Geteron and Levin, I see you took it so personal that you were hurt, that why didn't you have it? If you really care about something that much, Shelcha Gedolim Shalehem, it's all relative, that if a person is Makir, and he comes with Lomani Gara and he wants to have it, Chayecha, Mamish, your life depends on it, then you'll get it. The Ramban says a different chat. The Ramban says, Ba'alois Vasaneris is referring to the Chashmainoyu Bonov. Ba'alois Vasaneris is referring to La'osid, the Nesiim over here made a Chanukah of the Mishkan, but La'osid, the Koihanim, Aaron, the B'nei Chashmainoyu, are going to wonder, are going to make the Chanukahs of his Be'ach. The Ramban says that's Nirmaz here in the Pasuk. Agam, it's something that happens later on in history, but it's Nirmaz here in the Pasuk. The emes is that the Haftorah of Parshas Bahaloyscha is the same Haftorah that we lay on Chanukah. There's a connection here, Taka, to the Chanukah's Chashmenoi, to the story of Chanukah. Sivan is Gematria, Kislev. It's interesting. There's a connection here. We're holding now always Bahaloyscha comes out in Sivan. It's connected back to Chanukah. Bahaloyscha is Gematria, Kislev, Tevis. That's the two Chadoshim that Chanukah is in. So there is a connection over here. Now, it says the Parsha of Menorah, that's about the first parsha. It's only the first few psukim. That, but the whole stuff, Torah is about the Menorah. It says in the parsha here that Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Time of the Crow is Medai. It says four times the word Menorah, but it says it twice Choser without a vav and twice Mole. He says it's Lirmois, that on one hand there was two Menorahs that were Shlema originally. Then when the base Chashminoi, Taka by the story of Chanukah, it says that they didn't even have money. They made a Menorah out of Shvudin Shel Mateches. He'eshiru, they became wealthier, they made it out of kesef. And then finally, he'eshiru again, they taka reinstated it back to Zohov. So that's two menorahs that are mole, is the original menorah of Zohov, and the ones that eventually they made of Zohov, the two choser, is for the two tkufis of after Beis Chashminoi, when it was mateches and kesef. That's why it says menorah four times, twice mole, twice choser. The Balaturim says a different shot, it says menorah four times. It's the teacher, because a menorah is kosher from four different materials. The Gemara Menachas goes through the various materials that a menorah can be made out of. On the other hand, the Baal HaTurim says, it says, Kain oses ha-menorah. He says, Kain is 70. Because we know that Shloimeh HaMelech, besides the menorah that of Aaron, Shloimeh HaMelech of the Beis HaMikdash puts 10 other menorahs, and altogether that's 70. Each menorah that Shloimeh made also was of 7 neiros, l'chayra. Hagam, I once heard, you know, most Rishonim, many Rishonim, Rashi, the Rambam, for sure, learned that the menorah was on a slant. It wasn't rounded. The tzur of the menorah was on a slant. They ask Akasha that on the arch of Titus in Rome, which is l'chayra depicting the menorah that he took, which is there, the Shom Donos, yeah, that over there it's round. So rabbis do bar on this. I heard once that was one of the 10 that Shloimeh made. Maybe Shloimeh's were round. It's not Akasha. Maybe what it's depicted over there is one of the ones that Shloimeh made. What?
It was before they got there.
Who doesn't know what it looks like?
They made the Arch of Titus before he got there.
Oh, they didn't know. Okay, that's another teretz. Okay, yeah, could be. They prepared it for him. They didn't get that detail. They didn't have the Rashi. The B'nai Yisasra says, no, because I'll give a question. The B'nai Yisasra brings down that we know 36. There are 36 Neirois by Ner Chanukah. Parshas Bahaloyscha, if you're counting, is the 36th Parsha. And the 36 Neirois are connected the Shloishim V'sheish Shois of the Oir HaGonuz. Originally, the Oir HaGonuz was for 36 hours. Why for 36? Either because it was for first, second, and third day of the Bria, by the fourth day already, was Toil of the Shemesh. Or 36 hours is from Friday morning, all through Shabbos. On Shabbos, it was Oir HaMeir, and it was until Moitzah Shabbos. That was the 36 hours. But either way, that's the 36 hours, and it's connected to the 36 Mesechtos of Shas. And it's connected to Torah. The Oir is the Oir of Torah. And there's a going that the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Kapitel Kuf Yates, Pesach Dvarecha Yair, the opening words of your Torah will light up. Zok the Goyim, there's a remez, look at the first pasuk in each of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Bereshis has 7 words. Bereshis Barol Kim Esach Shemaim Bereshis, the first pasuk. Pesach Dvarecha Bereshis has 7 words, connected to 7 neiros and branches of the menorah. The first pasuk in Shmois has 11 words, connected to the 11 kaftorim. The first pasuk in Vayikra has 9, connected to the 9 prochim. Bamidbar has 18 words, connected the 18 tfachim. Devarim has 22 words, connected the chafbeis gevim. Now, there's a tzura of a menorah. It's brought down. The post can bring it. It's already a dover kodom. The Shulchan Aruch in Shari Tshuva and Shulchan Aruch in Simon Aleph brings that this is already from the times of David HaMelech. that you're supposed to take kapitel samach zayin of Tehillim, l'manetzeach ben ginos mizmar shir, and it creates, and in many siddurim and in many shuls, it's also printed and drawn, the tzura of a menorah. Kapitel l'manetzeach ben ginos has 49 words. In Sfiras HaOmer, when we went through now, 49 every day was another word of that kapitel. And actually, there's one center pasuk that has 49 letters. Yismachu v'yiranu l'umim kisishpat amim yishar l'umim ba'aretz tam kemsel is 49 letters. That all is happening, that during the days of Sfiras HaOmer, a person is creating that menorah. We're creating a menorah, which is going to be el mul p'nei ha-menorah, ye'iru shivas ha-neiros, that every day. Another darga is creating that menorah. Vayas kein Aharon, vayas kein. Lahagid shvachai shal Aharon, shaloi shina. There's so many different shatim. What this means, lahagid shvachai shal Aharon, shaloi shina. They say over from Rabbi Yitzchak Mibraditchev, he says, if I would have been given the schus of being like the menorah, meroiv his slavos and his rakshas, I would have dropped it. The shemen would have fallen. Everything would have. It wouldn't have been. No, Aaron kept. His hands would have shaken. He says the Mibraditchev. He says no, Aaron kept calm. On the other hand, shaloshina, they didn't become a balgaiva. Another nakud is malamit shaloshina. Everyone, right? You're in the Elon Yom Kippur. Doesn't look like a mincha estam in the middle of Shmat. Well, maybe someone else says Ne'ilah looks like you, Mincha from Shvat, but every person of the office to where he's holding, it's not always the same. By Aaron, it was Shaloi Shina, no matter when, which day of the year, what time, what matziv, Shaloi Shina, always the same level, always the same darga. The Chassam Sofer says a different shot. By asking Aaron, we know that the Gemara says, Ketoires is a segula for Ashirus. Menoira is a segula for Torah. Now, the Kohen Gadol can choose to either do Ketoiris or Menorah, but on a day that he chooses to do Ketoiris, he'll have to defer that someone else should do Menorah. Vayasken Aaron Shaloi Shina. Maybe one day he should, invest, the one-time investment in the Ketoiris. It's Mavtiach Ashiris. No, Vayasken Aaron, as we spoke to previously, Toivli Toiris Picha Me'alfa Zav Chesed. Even for one day, nothing, doesn't want to be Mavater, always Menorah, and not to be Mavater on that Inyan. Another shot I heard is, we said already that in the oyer of the menorah, be'etzem is a semel for the oyer of the shloishim v'shei shoyis of the oyer hagonos of the tchilas habriyah. So there's a fascinating diak. It says in my separatious keseder, vayom alakim yehi rakia vayhi kain, vayom alakim yehi or, all the different things it says, vayhi kain, vayom alakim yehi or, vayhi or, doesn't say vayhi kain. So the Malbush tells them, the other mepharshim they spell, what does it mean, vayom alakim yehi or, vayhi kain? That doesn't say vayhi kain, it says vayhi or. Because it wasn't vayhi kain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this Or HaGonus, but in the end, it wasn't Cain. It wasn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mishana. He was Goynes, the Or, Litzadikim Lazid Lobe. So it wasn't Cain. Vayas Cain Aharon. Aharon now is doing the Cain. Aharon with this Menorah is bringing Cain. Yes, what the Or HaGonus was supposed to be. Whereas by Tchilas Habri, it wasn't like that. Over here now, it's Vayas Cain Aharon. Aharon is Taka doing it and bringing that Or HaGonus. You have the Hemshah of the Parsha of the Levim. Rashi brings that in the Parsha of the Levim, it says five times B'nai Yisrael. Mitoyes B'nai Yisrael, Lavid HaSavoydes B'nai Yisrael, L'chapral B'nai Yisrael, Yiel B'nai Yisrael, Kaseid B'nai Yisrael. It's interesting, I saw this foreign bring that who had in Birchas Kriyash, my mom is right by the end, before Gaal Yisrael, in Surah Yisrael by Shachos, we say Yisrael five times. Also in Ma'ariv, if you count, we say five times B'madgish Yisrael. Five times it's L'hagid Chibason. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mazgir Yisrael, Keseder and Aseder again and again by the Levian. But we have to realize that the Emes, Levian, is the center point of Klal Yisrael. And as we know, the Rambam and the end of Shemitah V'yoybel, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Yud Gimel, the last Halacha, V'loy Shevet Levi B'lvad, El Shekol, Asher Nesoy Liboy, anyone could be Levi. Oh, but this Shevet Levi, spoke last week also, there's a bear of Shevet Levi, a Levi Eskedima. Levi is the center of Yisrael. So brought down from the Goyim. It says Halavim Nisunim Mitoich Bnei Yisrael. Lashon HaPasuk. Ve'etnes Halavim Nisunim Mitoich Bnei Yisrael. Look at the word Yisrael and spell it out. B'miluoy. Yisrael is Yud Shin Reish Aleph Lamed. Yud. You spell Yud. Yud Vav Dalet. You spell Shin. Shin Yud Nun. Reish Yud Shin. Take the middle letter of each one. Those are, every letter. Take the middle letters is Levim. There's a Vav in Yud, there's a Shin in Shin, a Yud in Shin, a Yud in Resh, a Lamed, Aleph, it has an Aleph, has a Lamed, Lamed. The middle letter is a men, Levian. The Pnim, the center of Yisrael, Nesunim Mitoich B'nei Yisrael. Betoich B'nei Yisrael, Betoich B'nei Yisrael is Levian. And a person, I saw a different word from from a Meir Abuchatzer, on a different Indian, but it brings out this Indian about the pinim of something. We say that a Talmud Chacham is supposed to be Toichoi Kibari. Kol Talmud Chacham she'en Toichoi Kibari, any Talmud Chacham. So he says, yeah, Toichoi, what's the middle letters of Toichoi? Chavav. The middle letters of Toichoi is Chavav. Shashem Avaya. That's the pinim. Kibari. Kibari, the outer letters of Chavav. A Talmud Chacham is Sai, his pinim manifests Havaya, and Sai, he's Meir Hachutz also to Havaya. That's Toichoi, where the Chavav is inside, Kibari, that the Chavav is outside. Similar over here was saying that the Levim are inside B'nai Yisrael. This is B'derech Melitza, it's not a drash, but, you know, Chayim is life. What's the inside of Chayim? Is a Yud and a Yud. That's Shem Havaya. That's how we print up upon him, Shem Havaya, Yud, Yud. Chayim, what's Chayim? With HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the center. In English you say life. In life the middle is if, you know, if. Chayim, inside Chayim is Yud. Someone told me if you write life in Hebrew, Lamed Yud pays. You write it, you have it. Try to say, I get letters from you like that. Hebrew and English and Hebrew. Weiter. The Hemshech HaParsha is the Parsha of Pesach Sheni, Bachoydesh, Harishoin, that it comes now, they're complaining. Rashi says, getting a pair of tests over here. Bachoydesh Harishoin, Parsha Shabarosha Sefer Lenemrat Ir. This is Shalika Sidron. The beginning of Bamidah Sefer Midah starts in Ir. Now it's going back to Chodesh Nisan. Ein Mukhtam Amokhar B'Toyra. Continues Rashi, V'lomalei Pasach B'Zu, so why didn't Sefer Bamidbar start with this Parsha? Mitneishi Yignusan Shal Yisrael, Shekol Arboim Shana Shal Yisrael Bamidbar Lo Hikrivu El Pesach Zebel Vad. So it's interesting, Rashi just said, it's Ein Mokhtam Mokhtam B'Torah, what's he asking V'loma? I saw once it's a Rosh HaTavis, it's V'loma is Ulefi Medrash Hagoda. And first he's saying Pasha Pshat, Ein Mokhtam Mokhtam B'Torah. Then he's continuing, V'loma Ulefi Medrash Hagoda, it's that it's Gnusan Shal Yisrael. What's the Gnusan Shal Yisrael? They weren't Makrav Korban Pesach all 40 years. Why not? Why weren't they Makrav Korban Pesach? Memonoshach, Frektoisis, and Kedushan of Lamazai, many Mishanim still on this. The Chiv of Korban Pesach started only after they come to Eretz Yisrael. V'hoyu kisavoyu al Oretz. The Chiv of Korban Pesach. Or no, the Chiv of Korban Pesach was already in the Midbar. If the Chiv of Korban Pesach was already in the Midbar, why Taka weren't they Makrav Korban Pesach? The Teretz is, Toisis says, they weren't able to be Makrav Korban Pesach because they weren't Mohol. And that's good for the Gnus. The Knus is that they weren't mohel. But why weren't they mohel? Because it says, Le'nosrelahem Ruach Tzfaimus, to be merapa from the Mila. So that's the Knus, the fact that there was no Ruach Tzfaimus. Why not? Because they were Benazifa. Why were they Benazifa? Machlekes, Rashi Toysus, and Yavamas, either Ras Egel or Ras Meraglim. Like the other Shef Fakeret, the Chiv, to bring Karm Pesach is only after they enter Eretz Yisrael. So what's the Gnusan? The Gnusan is that they got stuck in Eretz in the Midbar for 40 years. Once they're in the Midbar, they're potter because it says Kisavoy. But that's Gufa Gnus. They weren't supposed to be there stuck for 40 years. They were supposed to go into Eretz Yisrael. But Akapanim, it's a Machloikas and Toysis, if they weren't Makrav Korban Pesach all those years, because Be'emes, the Chiv Korban Pesach only started after they entered Eretz Yisrael, and then Toysis Bahorans, one second. If the Chiv Korban Pesach was only after they entered Eretz Yisrael, why were they Makrav Korban Pesach this first year in the Midbar? He says that was a Hiras Shah, the Meshachach Mes Masbir. Every time you have to go come against the Avodah Zarah, you need Korban Pesach. Over here you have Avodah Zarah of the Egel. The last year in the Midbar, they have Pa'ar. When there's to be misnaged back against the Avodah Zarah, there's a bazundra inyan of a high rosh of Korban Pesach. But the Etzem Chiv is only after they entered Eretz Yisrael. On the other hand, Tosfos brings a different shot. That Faker, the MS, they were chayiv already in Korban Pesach, even in Chutz Laaretz, even in the Midbar. They weren't makrav in all those other years because they were arelim. The Stipler in his Sefer, Birchas Peretz, Ala Torah, says a different shot. Why Klal Yisrael wasn't able to mal themselves. He bases it, well, not makrav of the Korban Pesach, sorry, during these 38 years in the Midbar. He says, Tosfos says in Pesachim Daf Gimel, that Misha ein loy karka, ein echayiv b'Korban Pesach. So he says, that first year, the B'nai Yisrael that are in the Midbar, they're on the way to Eretz Yisrael. So they have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. But now, and that's why they were makrav b'Korban Pesach that year. But now that it was nigzar on them, that they're not going to be going into Eretz Yisrael, they become on the level of Misha ein loy karka. Misha ein loy karka is potter from Korban Pesach. That's a new interesting pshat, why you potter from Pesach Sheni. Now, they were zoicha, that because of them was nischadish, this parasha of Pesach Sheni, for someone that's tomei, or b'derech rechoika. Rashi, an interesting lashon of Rashi. Rashi says, Pesach Sheni, matzah v'chametz imoy b'bayis. You can have, there's no bal yirah. Matzah v'chametz imoy b'bayis. V'ein shame, yomtif, it doesn't have a shame of yomtif. V'ein isr chametz ela imoy b'achilosei. It's only usr to eat chametz while you're eating it. That's what Rashi says. And it's interesting, the Minchas Chinuch shtells on this Rashi, where does it say that you can't eat chametz even while you're eating it? It's not Pesach, it's Pesach Sheni, it's Yudalit Iyar. You're allowed to have chametz in your house. It's not a 7-day yomtiv. It's a special parsha, being makar v'karban Pesach on Yudalit Iyar. Where did Rashi know the anus of chametz Elohimai Bachilasi, that chutz while you're eating it, you can't eat chametz? So I heard once a pshat, you can't eat because it's a hefsek, meaning it's a chatzitza in your mouth, eating something besides met Pesach matzah and the maror. But if that would be true, then who are then chips? Yeah, the kartoffel, potatoes also would be a problem. Rashi's mashma, there's something problematic with chametz. What's the problem with eating chametz? It's yidua that Rav Shach has hagois on that he wrote on the gulyonis of his Minchas Chinuch. Now we already have Minchas Chinuch with the gulyonis of the Aviezri. Amal was a 2-volume sefer full of Rosh HaTevis that was very hard to read. Now it's, I was going to say now there's a 3-volume set. No, there's already a 22-volume set from Machon Yerushalayim. But Rav Shach's hagois on the Minchas Chinuch, he's choylik, and he says the niggun of Rashi is different. Matzah uchametz imay babayis. Ein shein yomtif. Ve'ein isur chametz. Ela imay bachilosoi. Even while eating it. Ela imay bachilosoi. That's what he's chaylik. He says, after you can read the Rashi, b'vus the machloikis, Menachas Chinuch and Rav Shach, how to read this Rashi. Yeah. So Akaponim, the Torah is giving us the instructions of Pesach Sheni, but the Lashon of the Pasuk is, V'ha'ish asher hu tahar uvaderech loy hoyo. So there's a vart from Rabbi Kveger. I saw it brought down two neschois, how to say this vart. One is, Va'ish asher hu tahar. You know who's a tahardik person? Uvaderech loy hoya. He doesn't go on the drachim. Person stays in the Beis Medrash. That's going to be tahar. Va'ish asher hu tahar. Who's that? Uvaderech loy hoya. The doimel is a similar idea, but a different niggun of the vart. I heard from the goyim. Va'ish asher hu tahar uvaderech. You think there's such a thing? Loy hoya. It's in his da'azaza. Person. Right, Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, Pam Achas, Ayisi Mahalav Baderech, one time, the whole time he was in his marriage, one time he went on the Derech, right away came the someone to convince him, go away, go to a place which is not a Mokum Torah. Better not to go on the Derech. Adarabba, the best is to stay, Asher Yesh Vavisech. Stay vital in the Parsha. After Pesach Sheni, the Parsha of Danoni, I covered the whole Seder Advarim, it says, Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al Pi Hashem Yisou. It's brought down from the Shlach HaKadosh. She says it's a remez. Klal Yisrael is noyig like this. Whenever you say something, to say, you say, Be'ezras Hashem. Be'ezras Hashem, I'll do this. Be'ezras Hashem, this will happen. I'll do it. Mi'eretz Hashem. Be'ezras Hashem. He says, that's how a person is supposed to do. Al Pi Hashem Yachim. Al Pi Hashem Yisrael. When you go, when you come, when you rest, when you go. Mekom, negate. Everything should be Al Pi Hashem. In your mouth, it should be that yes. Be'ezras Hashem. Be'siyata Deshmaya. Be'emirtza Hashem. Al Pi Hashem Yisrael. Al Pi Hashem Yachim. Everything is always Al Pi Hashem. I saw brought down from Rabbi Yoel Misakmer. He says, what does it mean, Al Pi Hashem Yachin, Al Pi Hashem Yisou? He says, we know the Gemara says in Tainis that on one hand it says, Shnei Talmidei Chachamim Hamahalchim B'derech Ve'ein Beineihem Divrei Torah Ru'uyim Lisarif, that you have to learn on the Derech. The Gemara in Tainis asks the Sphira that the brothers told Yosef, Al Tirguzu B'derech, that you shouldn't learn on the Derech, the Gemara says. Maybe you'll get farblonjit, you'll get lost. So the Gemara asks him as a Sphira and says, Holim Migras, Holim Iyunei. Bikias you can learn when you're on the derech, but Be'ian, you might get lost. You get lost in the sugi, you get lost on the derech. Something is going to go wrong. So he said, Rabbi Yamasapi says, yeah, that's b'derech klal. But over here it was Al Pi Hashem Yisou, Al Pi Hashem Yachanu. It was everything Al Pi Hashem. They're not the ones control. You can learn Be'ian. You don't have this behind that the tirdas hadrochim should prevent you from learning Be'ian. It was Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al Pi Hashem Yisou, kasei that they were able to learn. Lamaisa. We spoke other times how a person has to be in Bechukosei Teleichu, even when you're going, wherever you're going, where you're going, it's Keseder, help and learn it. You don't have to dafka go. It's a good idea to have a pocket Mishabura, but that, yeah, if you're holding in a Shver Rambam, the way you're holding in the middle of Seder, can gain vitamin with the Rambam. Yeah, holding the Rambam, the crap, even without it, it's in your head. Al Pi Hashem, Keseder. It's a famous story, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, on the boat, when they were coming back from Shanghai, after the Melchama. He wrote a kuntres on the Shev Shmeitzer, Shmeitzer the Svinter. He wrote a kuntres, he was omol mamish be'ian on Shev Shmeitzer. That was the ikar thing he was learning. But there's a story, there was a bacher on the boat that was a little bit, you know, for blanchet, it was after a long kufa of the wars, who knows what happened with his family and everything. And he, where are we? Like, who's enemy? Where are we? And Avchaim looked up, he says, Shmeitzer dalet, perek zayin. That's where he's holding. Me'inyan le'inyan, I always say over the story from Rav David Mann, Zecha Tzadik Lebracha, Rav Shiva Kvar Hasidim. He was sick, Lebesayf Yomav, she was in the north, he was hospitalized in Rambam Hospital. Maimonides, yeah, the Nanambora Park in Haifa. Rambam. So he didn't even know where he was. He woke up, he had a procedure done or something. He went, where am I? So they said, in Rambam. He said, Velcha Rambam! Velcha Rambam! He said, Rambam. That's the darga of Hala Migras, Hala Yune, licking and learning. You have the two Nunin, the Nunin Hafuchin of Vayehi ben Soya Ha'aroin. The emes is, there's a whole tshuva in the Noyde B'Yuda, the other person can talk about it also, they say you're not supposed to have a separate nun that's upside down. Mapitom, to put something extra in the Sefer Torah, which is what we're knowing now, Sefer Torah. It's that the nun of the word b'nesoya and the nun of the word uvenuchoy, those two nuns, the nuns of b'nesoya and venuchoy are supposed to be upside down. However, the minig is avada that we have separate nun hafuchos, and the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Tezayin, in discussing these two nun and hafuchin, what is the point? What is it bringing out? So the Gemara says, "Tanu Rabbanu Vayehi ben Soya Arayim." Parshazu Asei Lo Hakadosh Osel Hakadosh Baruch Hu Simonios Milmalo Lamata Loimar Sheinzu Mekoyma. It's to teach you that this parsha doesn't belong here. It really belongs somewhere else. Balaturim explains it belongs 50 parshas before. It belongs in where it talks about the tzura of the Masois of Klal Yisroel. Why did it put a daf over here? Lahafrid Lahafsig Men Peronius LePeronius. That's what it's doing over here. I saw brought down, the Gemara says in Shabbos that this two psukim by Yibin Soya Oren, the Gemara brings one man the other that it's a separate sefer. Meaning there are really not Hamisha, Chumshe Toira, there's, as the Gemara darshens the pasuk, Chotzva Amudeho Shiva. Because there's Bamidbar is broken into three parts, Tulva Yibin Soya, by Yibin Soya itself is a sefer, and then the Hemshech of Sefer Bamidbar. The Rashash asks, if there's really Chavov Sifrei Tanakh, if there are seven. I don't know if called Chumashim, of a seven Chalakim, to Teresh, to Chumash, to Teresh of Chumash, Chamisha. If there are seven, if it's Chatz Hamad HaShiva, then the Sach HaKol is 26, not 24. But the Gemara says that it's a separate Sefer. The Gemara was after me, though, Halach also, that it got to be a Sefer Torah. That's what the Sugi is doing over there in Kuf Tezayin. That if a Sefer Torah is Bala, and most of the letters are already Nimchak, or Nelam, and not there anymore, as long as there's 85 Oisiyos, even scattered around the Sefer Torah, it still has the chashivas of the Sefer Torah. The reason 85 is because the Gemara says it's because these two psukim have 85 letters. But there's an inyan wide after 85. 85 is gematria peh, and 85 is gematria milo also. So I sober down, it's beremez. The Gemara over there is talking about saving the Sefer Torah from a fire. You want to save something from a fire, it has to still have the remnant of 85. The peh should be kadosh. The makam hamilo, you should have kedushas peh, kedushas habris. That, if you have that 85, then it's still salvageable. If that is nishmar, then it's still able to be saved. The Kliyakar over here on the Nun Hafuchois says, interesting pshat, he says, Nun is a fish. And he says it's the opposite of a fish. He says, because fish usually swim against the current. That's the teva of the fish, that they know how to swim against the current. And over here, when Klal Yisrael wasn't that way, Katina Kabrecha Beis HaSefer, that was a Peronius, they were hepech from the fish. Person has to know, Taka, the man who spoke the other week, that the fish is, the Klal Yisrael is nipshel to the Dag Shev Yam, that has she'ifis, that understands the chashivas of Torah, wants every peep of Torah. But it should be like a fish that's Taka swimming in the direction. Maybe he could swim fast, maybe he could swim slow, but at least be swimming in the right direction. You know, if not swimming in the right direction, Nun Hafucha is certainly not what we need. Klai Yisrael comes and complains, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he's going to give them Nevi'im. He's going to give them Nevi'im. Osfali Shivim Ish. There's a very big arichas here in the Balaturim. I'm not going to speak it out, but it's good to see inside. The Balaturim says Shivim Ish is connected to Shivim Nefesh Yardu L'Mitzrayim, connected to Shivim Umois, connected Shivim Shemois Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he has a full list of 70 names, various names in Tanakh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referred to in various Eifanim. So it's the Shivim Shemos. Shivim Shemos for Yerushalayim. He brings various psukim where Shivim Shemos for Yerushalayim. And Shivim Shemos also of Klal Yisrael. He brings psukim where Klal Yisrael also was referred to as 70. Now it's interesting Eldar and Medar over here are these Nevi'im. The Gemara says they said Nevuah. They said Moshe Meis, the Yeshua Machnis. According to one man, according to the other man, they spoke about Goy Gumogoy. So I had a horror. The Gemara says in Megillah that Yudalid, that there are Memches Nevi'im. Rashi, Arichas over there, works out the Cheshvan of the Memches. Rashi says only 46, and then says Shnai Moyadati. The Goyin says it's Hanani and Oyved. Why couldn't Eldon and Maidan? The Gemara asked afterwards, there's many Nevi'im, but they weren't made Nevu'ul Adoyers, but Eldon and Maidan with Hakameid, why aren't they on the Rishima of the Memches Nevi'im? I saw in the Zerah Shimshin he brings that the Emes, the Cheshmer, how did Eldon and Maidan get ousted over here? The Emes, there was supposed to be 70, but really there was 72. Why? Because he took 6 from each Shevet. He says it's not Stam that you take 6 from each Shevet. He says if you look at the Avnei Achoshin, there are 12 Avnei Achoshin, and to Yadu, on each Evan there were 6 letters, because it says the names of each Shevet, but any Shevet that didn't have the full 6 letters in his name, most don't, except for Binyamin, it added the letters to be Mashlam, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Shifti, Yeshurin. But every one of the 12 Avnei Achoshin has 6 Oisiyos, together with 72. He says, the Emes is supposed to be 72. He says, but it's connected Sanhedrin. But he says, in the Tzur of Sanhedrin, the Etzim is 70. In other words, he brings a Pasuk in Tehillim, Hashem, Nitzav, Al-Chaymes, Anch, that above the 70 is Moshe, and above Moshe is Hashem. So the Etzim, the 72 is connected, the 70 of the Sanhedrin, plus Moshe, plus Hashem. The two that are ousted, so it's connected Moshe and Hashem. He says, that's why, what was their two Nevuas? The two Nevuas were Moshe, Meis, Yeshua, Machnes, and about Goy Gumogu, which is about the Tikkun Olam Klal, about what the Bashefa wants from this world. So that's the two, those are the two above the 70, which is Moshe, Bekutche Berichu. The identity of Eldon and Medar, exactly who they are, it's Yedua. There are many different shittas, but according to the Targum Yoimson, he says that when Amram divorced Yocheved, after he already had Miriam and Aaron, she went and married Elitzofan ben Parnach, who was the Nasi of Zvulun, and from them was Noilat Eldon Umeida. It comes out Eldon Umeida are Moshe Rabbeinu's half-brothers. It also comes from the mother. It also comes out that Moshe Rabbeinu was not Shlishi. Lebetan, everyone says, oh, Moshe Rabbeinu was the third child. He was Yocheved's fifth child. Lo'uma said, Daskeni of Alitosis brings Pumfakar that Amram had two sons, Eldon and Medar. They are Moshe Rabbeinu's half-brothers from Amram. Either way, though, they were saying Nevuah, the Eldad and Medar, the Gemara says in Chagiga Daf Gimel, there was a story of the Hani Ilmi, that they were sitting and they were able to be koilet, a tremendous amount of Torah, and then eventually they were in the Nisrapa, they were able to speak, and suddenly Torah poured out from them. The Svarim explained that they were really a Gilgul Neshama of Eldad and Medar. Eldon and Medad also is, it came out of them like a dad. A dad is a spout that it's coming forth, and it's the Shem Elikim. The Aleph Lamed and the Yud Mem of Shem Elikim, it's coming out this Nevuah. But the Nevuah that's coming out, and again, so they were big people. We don't know why they're in the Mem, why they're not in the Mem Ches. And we say they are siblings of Moshe Rabbeinu, and we have their Nevuah that they're saying. We have at the end of the Parsha the story of Miriam. It's a very interesting nekuda. Miriam, in a certain bechina, Rabbi Chana talks about this, is me'ayr that why is Moshe different than us? V'chi harak ach b'Moshe diber Hashem halagam banu diber, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu stills avek some very yisoidis tikinyonim, loy kein avdi Moshe pe'el be'ad aber boi, mar v'loy b'chidis. Frek Rabbi Chana, it's one of the Yud Gimel Ikrei Amunah. How could it be that Miriam is questioning this? It's a basis. And one of the Yud Gimel Ikrei Amunah, someone that's kaifer, one of the Yud Gimel Amunah is Apikursis. So this other mouth, he goes to the Mahalach, that was Neschadish here. It was Huamad over here. This Yisoid was Taka Neschadish over here. What she was questioning was Taka before, it was Neschadish, the Yisoid of that the Yisoid that it's called that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is as Paklari Ami'ira, and that it's off a different Madrega. Yeah, you're doing this one.